Hi, welcome to Mouse Chat. I'm Lisa, and our mouse chatters today are Chris, Lauren, Steve, and Bob. Welcome, everyone.
Hi.
Hey.
Today is just going to be a quick little snippet. This is going to be the Leap Day experience that Bob had. He went, and we want to hear all about what happened, good, bad, and ugly.
So, yeah, for those that didn't know, and I think there are a few people that still aren't aware of what this event was. One More Disney Day was Disney's way of celebrating the leap year. It's something that they've never done in their history at either park. So they were open, both Magic Kingdom at Walt Disney World and at Disneyland, from 6 a.m. on February 29th till 6 a.m. on March 1st. So straight 24 hours. I was not brave enough or foolish enough, pick one, to show up at 6 a.m. and spend the whole day. I showed up probably about, 10:30 at night and stayed until closing, so all through the night. A couple of observations. The good, I think it was great to see so many people excited and really getting into it. I was surprised by the large number of crowds, and even more surprised by the amount of people that stuck through it the entire time. I would have thought that, by 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock, as it got later and later, people would leave. And while the crowds thinned, they never really went away. So that was impressive. And, people had fun with it. A lot of people walking around in pajamas and bathrobes and, carrying their little Duffy bears. And Duffy was wearing his pajamas
it's a tender moment.
Yeah.
That's a word for it.
Yeah. So it was good to see people have fun with that. It was also good to see that Disney has learned a lesson from the 40th anniversary debacle at the Magic Kingdom. And there was, a lot of merchandise available to people, in terms of, shirts, and they were also available online for through March 1st to purchase, celebrating the event. And they also had plenty of cupcakes that said, One More Disney Day. So they didn't run out, and you didn't have to wait 40 minutes online.
That's good.
Didn't get one mailed to me. What's up with that?
Well, it hasn't arrived yet.
Okay.
By the way, I had to cram it in the envelope, so it might be a little smashed.
And I do hope you actually overnighted it, because otherwise, it's going to be stale by the time.
I just threw a lot of stamps on the envelope, so,
Hope for the best.
Yeah, exactly. But I did get a picture, so we'll post pictures of that. The bad. A couple things. First of all, I see why, Disney cannot operate 24 hours. A lot of rides, can't operate 24 hours. They break down. So there were breakdowns on the teacups, which went down for hours. Pirates of the Caribbean went down and people had to be escorted off. Haunted Mansion went down for 28 minutes, people getting stuck. Buzz Lightyear Space Ranger Spin went down for a while. And those are the ones that I know of from experience. There was also an incident in Frontierland where I'm not exactly sure what happened, but someone slipped and fell and cracked their head open. That required hazmat to come at and clean up before the area could be, considered safe for other guests to pass through. So that was bad. I also think, the lack of sleep combined with what I think was alcohol led to a lot of guests acting intoxicated. So a lot of, yelling and shouting and just kind of inappropriate behavior, I thought, from time to time, within the crowds at certain points. That you wouldn't normally see, and just just like college level behavior, so I don't know, it could have just been lack of sleep, if people had been there all day after 22 hours being up, makes people act a little weird. you know, entertainment wise, you know, Disney had plenty of character meet and greets, including, you know, characters like Phineas and Ferb that you don't normally see at the Magic Kingdom. They were out at about 5 a.m. There was a dance party at Cinderella's Castle, multiple showings of the Magic Memories and You show, you know, several showings of the Main Street Electrical Parade, my favorite. So that was all good.
How many times did you get to see it?
Oh, none. I made sure.
Disappointing.
Yeah, but you can't escape the music, you know, ever.
Can you when I play the CD for you.
Right, exactly. and just little entertainment things that were kind of cool. I mean, Donna and I stumbled across a Frontierland hoedown at like 3 a.m. And if you've ever wondered the question, you know, can a person wearing a giant bear costume, you know, dance a hoedown? The answer is yes. Yes, they can, even at 3 a.m. And it's funny because there was such an excitement in the air that it's so weird to, you know, say walk into an attraction at 4 a.m. and it's surreal to be in the park, you know, at 4 a.m, first of all. But you go into something like PhilharMagic, and at 4 a.m, every seat is taken. You know, so that was just kind of strange.
Wow. And this is like a Wednesday, too. It's not like like a weekend.
So lots of people, I think, came specifically for the event. And I know Shaun White was there, too. The strange and weird, you know, I don't understand people keeping their little kids up in the park. I mean, we're not talking 10, 11 o'clock or even midnight. I mean, there were, you know, infants, toddlers, 2-, 3-, 4-year-olds that were in the park 3, 4, 5 a.m., even 6 a.m. And they had clearly been there for hours. I mean, kids passed out in strollers.
That's kind of crazy.
Kids acting stoned, you know, just because they were so tired. I mean, a lot of cranky kids, a lot of kids rubbing their eyes, crying, yawning. I don't want to judge anybody. You know, you do what you want with your kids, but I don't know. I don't think it was right to keep a kid up, you know, that late, and they're probably paying for it, you know, the next day.
Well, the parents are definitely paying for it.
Yes, exactly. So, you know, live and learn, I suppose. But I did get a cool shot of in Fantasyland of about, you know, 5 strollers and only 5 strollers in Fantasyland at 5:30 a.m. So that was kind of, you know, so you have all the stroller parking and then just these little 5 strollers just parked right there. And it was kind of funny. Plenty of shots. I mean, and including shots that you normally wouldn't get otherwise. I mean, some angles and things on shots that you probably wouldn't get because, you know, crowds are too heavy to get those kinds of shots. I'm disappointed that I couldn't get, you know, shots of an empty Main Street or a slightly empty Main Street because, you know, between the dance party and the crowds walking through, it was just crowded. So I do have, you know, pictures of people leaving at 6:15, and it was a steady stream of people. But by far, most impressive to me, the park closed at 6 o'clock and reopened 3 hours later. So, yeah.
How do they do that?
Because they had crews working all night long, and they were out in force. I mean, people sweeping and cleaning and polishing, and you could see people in restaurants, you know, working. But yeah, it's a well-oiled machine.
Now, did they have any special park map or anything, or buttons, or
apparently 1,000 people could sign up to register online to get a special ear hat at 6 a.m. I don't know where that was on the Disney site. I mean, I didn't hear about it until I was actually there that day. So there were people walking around with those hats. They gave out buttons all day long that said, you know, one more Disney day, which we have a couple of them. The park maps were just general. I was hoping for a special park map, and I was going to grab some for people. It didn't have a date on it, but they rarely do these days, and it was just a normal park map. It didn't acknowledge anything at all. And even the Times Guide, I was thinking, well, maybe the Times Guide will say February 29th. No, it was the Times Guide from the day before, February 28th.
Huh.
So there was nothing special at all about it in that sense. And even some of the shirts looked like the Leap Year shirts looked like they were printed very, very quickly.
Yeah.
Because they were kind of already fading. So,
huh. What they should have done, with the going on at Disneyland at the same time, maybe like a dance off party or, you know, like live telecast between Disneyland and Disney World.
Oh, that'd be kind of neat. Yeah. Well, I did see a story about a couple who apparently flew down to Disney, spent a bunch of time there, and then flew to Disneyland. And so they spent one more Disney day in both parks on both coasts and did a lot of the same attractions like Haunted Mansion and Pirates on both coasts.
Wow.
I thought that was kind of cool. So if you have that kind of money. So yeah, I mean, it was a neat idea. Clearly Disney did well with it. I mean, you know, the crowds, it brought in a much larger number of people than, you know, a normal, you know, day would. You know, so I'd have to think between merchandise sales and crowds and extra hotel bookings and everything and food and merchandise and everything else that, come 4 years' time, they'll be doing it all over again.
Yeah. Did you get the sense it was a lot of dedicated Disney fans? Like when, at the 40th, it was obvious that a lot of the people there were really diehard fans. There's the guy
How
walking
was it
his
obvious,
invisible.
Steve? There's a guy Are you walking. Stereotyping.
Yeah, there's a guy walking his invisible dog.
That doesn't mean you're a diehard Disney fan, though.
That could just mean you're crazy.
Yeah, that's true. Remember those things, though?
I know.
Yeah. He's just every day he's in the park walking his invisible dog. Over by Haunted Mansion. No, what? No. I did a short meetup. I participated in a short meetup with Ricky from Inside the Magic, and a bunch of us showed up for that. And when he asked, you know, how many people have been here for 24 hours, a cheer went up. I mean, there was probably in that crowd 15 people out of the 50, or maybe 20 people out of the, you know, who had been there all day. And I know that, you know, with the DJ in front of the castle was asking, you know, how many people have been here the full 24 hours? And again, a large number of people cheered. So in that sense, I'm kind of surprised how dedicated people were. And I think it was a novel idea, especially because this was the first time Disney had ever done anything like this. You know, at Disney World and in its 40-year history. So people wanted to be, you know, a part of that. You know, and I talked to people that you know, drove down from Jacksonville. So they were up at 3 in the morning, you know, to get to the park at 6 a.m.
Oh.
You know. And they stayed all day, and then they were, you know, going to drive home. So, So yeah, there were plenty of diehards and you know, dedicated people. And I also should mention that I happened to, just by chance, run into Chris Wakefield from the Wakefield blog, the gentleman who gave us the great podcast review. So really nice guy, and I enjoyed talking to him until he had to leave and hang out with Leonard Kinsey, which I would have done the same thing to him. So,
why don't you tell people who Leonard Kinsey is?
Leonard Kinsey is the author of The Dark Side of Disney, a, let's say, different take, Chris, on what happens at Disney parks.
Yes.
And you can find that book, and it seems to have become very, very popular.
Especially with Disney.
Yeah. Yeah, yes. So Leonard Kinsey was there. And, of course, there were other things going on. Len Testa was there with his group. I know that they were holding, I think Touring Plans was holding a scavenger hunt. So if you've ever wanted to know how many candles are in Madame Leota's table for her seance at the Haunted Mansion, it's 10. Just in case that ever comes up in Jeopardy or something. Disney trivia, now you know. You can thank me later. So, you know, there were people, you know, doing that. And Sean White was in the park, you know, famous snowboarder. So, yeah, I mean.
How did you know he was there? Was there like a big bunch of smoke around him?
Fireworks going off? No. Like an entourage? No. You know, we follow Twitter, of course, you know, because I'm on Twitter and people were tweeting everything that was happening, and somebody happened to mention, oh my gosh, you know, Sean White is in front of me in line at the Jungle Cruise. So there you go. You know, I hope he enjoyed himself.
I'm sure he did.
You know, so it was cool. It was cool. I'm glad I did it, even though I'm still getting over a cold. One more Disney day left me with one more Disney fever, and one more day at death's door is kind of what I feel like. I feel horrible, but you know, it was cool. I can't wait to go through the photos and I got some sunrise shots over the Fantasyland expansion, sunrise shots over Main Street. Let that be a lesson. The sun does not rise over the castle. It rises to the east. So it rises over Main Street. So, you know.
I can't wait to see your pictures.
Yeah, hopefully they came out okay. So, so there you go. Otherwise, you know, we can just Photoshop. As you know, Chris, we're pretty good at that.
Yeah, thanks.
Cool.
It
sounds really cool.
You know, it's something that, you know, I'm glad I can say I did. You know, just one more thing off the Disney list. So, definitely.
That wraps up our short little episode today. Thanks for joining us. You can find our downloads at mousechat.net and also at iTunes. Thank you to pixievacations.com for sponsoring this podcast. If you have any comments or questions, you can send those to us at comments@mousechat.net. Thanks again for joining us. Talk to you next time on Mouse Chat.